到旧约的约书亚记第五章，我们从第十节开始读神的话。
Let us turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 5, starting from verse 10. Let us read the Lord's words.
我们这个看前面的荧幕，我们中英文同读。
Look at the screen in front of you, reading English and Chinese together.
好。以色列人在吉甲安
营，
正月十四日晚上，在耶利哥的平原守逾越节。逾越节的次日，他们就吃了那地的出产，正当那日吃无酵饼和孔的谷。他们吃了那些地的出产，第二日玛拿就止住了，以色列也不再有玛拿了。那一年他们却吃迦南地的出产。约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里问他说，你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们敌人呢？他回答说，不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。约书亚就俯伏在地下拜说，我主有什么话吩咐仆人？耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。约书亚就照着行了。耶和华晓谕约书亚说，看啊，我已经把耶利哥和耶利哥的王并大能的勇士都交在你手中，你们的一切兵丁要围绕这城，日日围绕一次，六日都要这样行。七个祭司要拿七个羊角走在约柜前，到第四日你们要舀成七次，祭司也要吹角，他们吹的角声破长，你们听见角声，众百姓要大声呼喊，常常就必塌陷，个人都要往前直上。我们再低头来仰望主。哈利路亚。
Let us pray。
天父，我们赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，面对新的一年，我们知道你有新的恩典。
Facing this new year, we know you have new grace.
主，我们要靠着你的应许进入新的一年的丰年。
And that by your promise, we want to enter into this new year as an abundant year.
让我们在新的一年，我们能够靠着你得地为业，进入你的丰富。
And that in this new year, we can receive the land and that we can start new.
圣灵，我们仰望你，开我们心里的眼睛。
Dear God, may you open up the eyes of our hearts.
让我们看到前面的迦南的美地，一个新的境界摆在我们前面。
So we see this beautiful land of Canaan before us, this new environment.
主啊，你来率领我们。
May you lead us, Lord.
做我们的元帅。
Be our general.
主，我们愿意你来率领我们。
Lord, we want you to lead us.
我们不看环境，不看人。
May we not see our surroundings or people.
我们要经历你的丰富。
We want to experience your fullness.
我们宣告09年是一个神迹的一年。
We proclaim 2009 is going to be a miraculous year.
是一个丰富的恩年。
It is going to be a year of jubilee.
要临到你的子民。
And it's going to fall upon your people.
成为你荣耀的见证。
So it's your glorious testimony.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
当我们讲新年快乐的时候，我们想到08年终于过去了。
When we say Happy New Year, we said, thank God 2008 is over.
08年真的可以说是多灾多难的一年。
2008 really is a year of many tragedies.
甚至在08年12月最后的一个礼拜，我们看到以色列轰炸加沙走廊，带来300多人死亡。
And even in the last week of 2008, we saw Israel start an offensive against Gaza, and more than 300 people lost their
lives. 做成六日战争67年以来最危险的一个中东战争的一个爆发。
And this war that's going on, it is one of the most critical and important wars in the last you know, 10, 20 years.
在08年我们可以先看中国，我们关心中国。
So in 2008, let's look at China first.
在5月12号有四川的大地震带来7万多人的死亡。
So in May 12, there was the Sichuan earthquake and more than 70,000 lost their lives.
然后6月17号在中国的南部的水灾带来500万亩的农地被淹没，60人死亡。
And then in June of 2008, in the southern part of China, there was flooding and more than 5 million acres of farmland was lost and 60 people died.
然后我们也知道在中国毒奶粉的事件。
And we also know about the poisonous milk in China.
可以说震撼全世界。
And it impacted the whole world.
带来53,000个婴孩受到伤害。
And more than 53,000 child and infants were hurt.
要在美国我们看我们所居住的国家。
And in America, the country that we live in.
我们更是看到天灾人祸。
And we see natural disasters and man-made tragedies.
9月1号 ,Hurricane, 飓风让整个New Orleans, New Orleans, 全个城市疏散。
So on September 1st, there were hurricane, and New Orleans, the entire city, were evacuated.
100万户停电。
And we had 1 million households without power.
26人死亡。
26 people died in the incident.
然后在上两个月 ,11 月22号。
And then, in two months ago, November 22nd,
就在我们南加州有三处的山火烧毁了40万亩的山地。
And in the Southern California, there were three fires and it burned up 400,000 acres of mountain and land.
然后烧毁了1300栋房子。
And it burned up 1,300 households.
然后在东部12月11号 New England 的风雪的灾带来80万户的人停电。
And then in December 11th in New England, there were a snowstorm and it caused over 800,000 households not to have power.
这些可以说都是天灾。
We can say all of these are natural disasters.
但在美国我们看见更可怕的是人祸。
But even worse than natural disasters is man-made tragedies.
人的贪婪，人的投机。
The greed of man.
带来房屋次贷的危机。
It caused the foreclosure crisis.
带来许多金融的机构、银行他们倒闭。
It caused many financial institutions and banks to be bankrupt.
从美国本地的金融风暴变成全球的金融的海啸。
So this, sorry?
Tsunami.
And, so it started as a financial crisis in America, but it involved and became an entire world's financial tsunami.
单单在11月，美国的失业率高到多少？ 6.7%。
So in November, the unemployment rate was at 6.7%.
所以等于说15个人当中就有一个人失业。
So among In 15 people, one of them would be unemployed.
全美国总共照这个 6.7% 来算，有1000万人失业，是全美国历史以来最高的失业的人数。
So based on this percentage, in the entire America, you're talking about 10 million people out of jobs.
单单在上一个月11月里面就有53万人被 lay off, 在全美国。
So In November, there were 530,000 people that were laid off.
许多的房子被 foreclosed.
And many, many houses were foreclosed.
许多人无家可归。
Many people were without a home.
许多人失业，两餐都成了问题。
And when they lost their jobs, even meals become a problem for them.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们面对这样一个金融的风暴、金融的危机、各样的挑战，我们如何能够走进新的一个丰年。
So, brothers and sisters, when we face this financial crisis and all sorts of challenges, how can we walk into a new year and to be a full and abundant year?
在诗篇91篇第七节，神应许说需要千人扑倒在旁边，万人扑倒在右边，这灾却不临到我们。
So in Psalms chapter 91 it says even though thousands and tens of thousands lay next to us, the crisis and the tragedy will not near us.
诗篇34篇应许我们，耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人视为暗影搭救他们。 Amen.
And then in Psalms chapter 34 verse 7 says the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and he delivers them.
是好吧，我们跟隔壁的来宣告来祝福，他说神要视为暗影搭救你。 Hallelujah.
So may you say it to your neighbor,
宣告祝福，
the Lord will encamp around you and deliver you.
Hallelujah. 这灾却不临到我们。 Amen.所以刚才我们在读约书亚记第五章的时候，我们看见以色列人在做一件什么事情。
So when we were reading Joshua chapter 5, what did the Israelites do?
他们在守逾越节。
For they were holding the Passover.
你知道逾越节对以色列人特别的意义是什么？
The meaning of Passover to Israelites, what do they mean?
逾越节就是他们的新年的开始。
It means the New Year's beginning for them.
以色列人不单在那边过新年。
Not only did the Israelites, enjoy this new year,
他们更要进到一个新的境界，是他们从来没有经历过的。
But they want to enter into a new situation, one that they have never experienced.
他们要进到迦南的美地，得地为业。
For they will enter into Canaan and, you know, set up there.
脱离40年痛苦的旷野漂流的生活。
And finally leave behind 40 years of painful wilderness living.
他们要攻取这个耶利哥城。
For they will attack and take the city of Jericho.
我们要从圣经看，究竟以色列人凭什么能够进入这样一个新的境界，能够得地为业。
But let us see from the Bible, how were the Israelites able to enter into this new situation and be able to gain the new land?
同样我们看到过去的一年真的是风风雨雨，各样的灾难，各样的困难，但是我们有把握，如同以色列人一样，我们要脱离旷野，进入神的丰年，进入神的丰富。 Amen?
So just like 2008, there were many, many difficulties, but we want to be like the Israelites, leave all that behind and enter into a new fullness of God.
我们再次跟隔壁的说，我们要进入神的丰年。 Amen.
May you tell your neighbors, we want to enter into this new year, full year of God.
以色列人如果能够进入一个新的一年，一个新的境界，我们同样我们能够进去。 Hallelujah.
Likewise, if Israelites can enter into a new year, a new environment, new situation, we can do so.
所以我们要从圣经里面看，究竟以色列人凭什么能够脱离旷野，进入迦南美地的丰富。
So how were the Israelites able to abandon the wilderness and enter into the land of milk and honey?
弟兄姊妹，你们真的要进入新的一年，新的丰年吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you want to enter a new year, a new abundant year?
让我们看以色列人是如何得着的。
So how did the Israelites do this?
在我们刚才所读的圣经，看到以色列人在守逾越节。
So we see that the Israelites were holding Passover.
以色列人守逾越节不是一件简单的事情。
The celebration of Passover is not a simple thing.
因为在过去的40年旷野的漂流当中，他们从来没有守过逾越节。
Because in the past 40 years of wandering wilderness, they have never held the celebration of Passover.
在当时以色列人的历史当中，只有两次守过逾越节。
So at that time, in the history of Israelites, only two times they have held the Passover celebration.
第一次是他们什么时候守逾越节？在什么地方？
What is it?
在出埃及，在埃及地，他们要离开埃及那个晚上守逾越节。
So right before they left Egypt, that night they held Passover.
当他们离开了埃及，进到旷野，他们走了一年的路，到了西乃山。第二年的正月，他们又守第二次的逾越节。
Sorry.
Sinai, Mount Sinai, 在西乃山。
Okay. And then on the Mount Sinai, that's the second time they held Passover.
但之后他们在旷野漂流了40年，神没有让他们守逾越节。
And then after that, wandering wilderness for 40 years, God did not ask them to hold the Passover.
现在当他们要进入迦南美地，神命令他们要守逾越节。
Now when they are about to enter into Canaan, God ordered them, you must hold and celebrate Passover.
究竟逾越节的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of the day of Passover?
假如他们当时没有守这个逾越节，他们绝对不可能进迦南美地得地为业。
Because if at that time they did not hold the Passover, there is no way they enter into Canaan.
就好像当年他们假如没有守逾越节的话，他们绝对不可能离开埃及。
Just like back then, when they did not hold the Passover, there is no way they leave Egypt.
逾越节对他们是极大极大的重要。
So Passover is very important to Israel.
同样，今天我们弟兄姊妹，我们要进入神的丰年，我们要守逾越节。
And likewise, brothers and sisters, to enter into the full abundant year of God, we must hold the Passover.
究竟守逾越节的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of holding the Passover?
在逾越节的时候，以色列人要杀羊羔。
So, during the day of Passover, they must sacrifice lambs.
把这个血涂在他们帐篷的上面。
And they have to, brush the blood of the lamb on the tents.
而且七天的时间要吃无酵饼，不能有酵。
And then,
有 yeast.
For 7 days, they have to eat unleavened cakes and bread.
所以守逾越节代表他们要除掉他们的骄，除去他们的罪，没有任何的骄，任何的 yeast 在他们营中。
So, it basically, when they hold the Passover, they have to take out all the yeast. The yeast.And basically the sins among them.
所以守逾越节是代表认罪除罪，借着羔羊的血来揭盖我们的罪。
So to hold Passover signifies that you admit your sins and you want your sins to be forgiven and by the Lamb of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要进入神的丰富。第一件事情，我们需要在神的面前，我们反省，我们真的有一个忧伤痛悔认罪的心，来求耶稣的宝血来洁净我们的罪。
So to enter into the abundance of God, may we understand that we need God's forgiveness.
启示录十二章应许我们，弟兄胜过他是借着羔羊的血。
So in Revelations, it reminds us that brothers are able to overcome is by the blood of the Lamb.
让我们面对新的一年，我们真的看到我们支取耶稣的宝血真的涂抹在我们的头上，我们的身上。
And in this new year, may the blood of our Lord be wiped on our forehead and our body.
没有任何的罪拦阻我们跟神的关系。
There are no sins that can block us from going to God.
一些眼目的情欲，肉体的情欲，今生的骄傲。
For all the pride of, in, you know, this world, and the sins and sexual, immoralities.
我们老我的败坏，软弱脾气。
And the old selves, you know, wickedness and corruption.
我们贪爱世界的罪。
And the sin of loving this world.
我们不爱人，不传福音的罪。
The fact that we don't love others, do not spread the good news.
你可以一直在神面前来思想，真的是看见自己许多的罪，真的好像保罗说，我是罪人当中的罪魁。
So may we admit that we are sinners, just like Paul did.
我们的罪严重到一个地步，让耶稣基督不能不来到这个世界，为我们那么可怕的罪钉在十字架上。
And our sin is to a point where God needs to come down on earth and Jesus Christ needs to be sacrificed on the cross for us.
我们生命的更新，我们生命的复兴，我们要进入神的丰年，第一件事情，我们真的带着一个认罪悔改的心来到主的面前，主啊，赦免我，赦免我，你的宝血来洁净我。
So to be renewed and receive abundance in this new year, may we have a repentful heart, come before the Lord and ask for His forgiveness.
而不是带着一个责备人、责备环境，甚至责备神、怪神的心。神啊，你为什么不帮助我？人啊，你为什么不来帮助我？让我们不要指向别人，让我们真的指向自己。
But do not come with a heart that complains about others, about God, but let us look at ourselves first.
让我们真的是带着一个认罪的心来到神的面前。主啊，你的宝血揭盖我一切的罪，让我可以坦然无惧的来到你的施恩座前，得连续蒙恩惠，做我随时的帮助。
So it is with a repentful heart may we ask the Lord that, you know, we need forgiveness and that we can without fear come before Him.
第二
，Number two，
约书亚面对这个耶利哥城。
So when Joshua is facing the city of Jericho。
面对他的仇敌，那么可怕的仇敌
，facing his adversary, a really strong enemy.
这个城墙的坚厚壮大
，for the walls of Jericho is very strong.
而且以色列人在过去40年，他们很少战争的经验
，and especially in the past 40 years, the Israelites have very few war experiences.
他们也从来没有这种攻城的经验。
And they've never had an experience of attacking a city.
面对这样一个坚厚的城堡，他们怎么样攻进去？
Facing a such a strong castle, how can they enter?
而且以色列人他们真的是虽然有征战的人可能快到100万人，但是都是没有受过训练的乌合之众。
So, you know, they may have close to 1 million people, but all of them are without military training.You know, they are undisciplined.
假如你是约书亚的话，你心里面会不会惶恐？会不会惧怕
？If you are Joshua, would you be panicking?
假如这个仗这一仗一打败的话，恐怕以色列人所有都会被歼灭。
Because if you lose this battle, the entire Israelites may vanish.
甚至可能有一点的措施，他更惶恐，以色列人又像40年前一样发怨言，又被神赶回旷野。
Or perhaps Joshua is thinking, if he mess up even a little bit, the Israelite people may complain and go back to the wilderness.
约书亚当时已经几岁了？
How old is Joshua at that time?
最少60岁。
At least 60.
他年轻的时候跟随摩西，可能20岁左右。在经过40年的旷野，他已经老了，60岁了。
So when he was young, he followed Moses, but through 40 years in the wilderness, you know, he is getting old.
假如这仗没有打成功的话，他没有再多过60年了。
If this battle is not successful, Joshua do not have any more time.
他就不可能再有机会进入迦南美地了。
He doesn't have another opportunity to enter into Canaan.
所以约书亚的心情绝对是惶恐，绝对是沉重。
So Joshua must have a very solemn heart, and he may be panicking.
可能你觉得你有很大的重担，经济的重担，个人的难处，个人的挑战。我告诉你，你的难处绝对比不上约书亚的难处跟重担。
So in this year, you may have great burdens, financial burdens, but let me tell you, your burdens are not greater than what Joshua.
连男带女差不多200万的群众的生命好像在约书亚的手中。
Including men, women, child, we were talking about 2 million lives that are in the hands of Joshua.
一个失败影响到整个民族。
So a defeat will impact this entire group of people.
但是我们看看约书亚他怎么做。
But let's see what did Joshua do.
在圣经里面描写他靠近耶利哥城的时候举目观看。
So it described that when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up.
这个举目观看代表什么？
What does looking up mean?
代表他对神的仰望，对神的祷告。
It means, it signifies,Joshua is looking upon God and praying to God.
在诗篇121篇第一节告诉我们要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
So in the Psalms, it talks about we have to look up to God and that He is the help that will come from heaven.
让我们来仰望神，祷告神。
Let us look up at God.And pray to her.
当约书亚在那边举目仰望的时候，他就经历到神向他显现，他就遇见了耶和华军队的元帅。
But when Joshua was looking up, he experienced God sending God's general to him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要进入新的一年，神的丰年。
So brothers and sisters, into a new year, a full year of God.
没有别的方法。
There is no other way.
愿神一切的恩典能力丰富都要借助我们的祷告来支取。Amen.
May all the God's grace and blessings, it depends on us praying to receive them.
我们小祷告神就少做工，我们多祷告神就多做工。
So little prayer, God will do little. Great prayer, God will do great things.
所以当我们看到在旧约的时候，在士师的时代，以色列人他们受到各样的灾祸，仇敌的逼迫，当他们回转来呼求神的时候，神就拯救他们。
So when we even see in the days of the judges, the Israelites were persecuted by different kind of nations and people, but when they turned back to God and prayed, God saved them.
我们在新约马太福音第六章，在第六章的第六节，主耶稣亲自的应许我们，要我们进入类似祷告暗中的父。
So likewise in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, Jesus talked about we need to enter into a room and pray to our God.
父在暗中察看，必要报答他们。
So God, the Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you.
当我们祷告暗中的父，父必要报答我们，垂听我们的祷告。
When we pray to our Father who is unseen, He will reward you.
很多时候我们都在明处，很多的活动，很多的想法，很多人的作为。
So a lot of times, we have a lot of thoughts and there's a lot of our actions.
但神提醒我们要在暗室，在暗处来祷告暗中的父。
To our Father who is unseen.
很多时候我们看到，哇，这个树长得那么的茂盛，那么多的叶子，不要忘了，这个树能够茂盛，因着它有暗中的工作。
So a lot of times we see the tree on the outside is growing so beautifully, but let us not forget there are things that are unseen that's helping this tree.
那个看不见的，其实是最重要的。
What is unseen is the most important.
就是在泥土的下面这个暗处，这个根部，它对养分水分的吸收。
So it's under the soil, the roots and the fact that it's receiving enough moisture.
让我们在新的一年，我们真的立志更多的进入类似祷告暗中的父。
So in this new year, may we enter into our own placeAnd pray to our Father who is unseen.
父在暗中察看，必然报答。
For the Father who sees all that we do will reward us.
第三，我们注意十四节。
So number three, let us pay attention to Joshua chapter 5 verse 14.
哇，约书亚看到这个人手中有拔出来的刀，他本来吓了一跳。
So Joshua saw this man who had a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua was shocked.
不知道是敌还是友。
Joshua doesn't know if it's enemy or friend.
你是帮助我们的呢，是帮助敌人的呢？
Are you helping us or are you helping our enemies?
但是我们发现，在十四节的回答说，不是的，我是来要做耶和华军队的元帅。
And, but this man, he said neither. And he said, I am come as a commander of the army of the Lord.
在哥林多后书第二章，神就应许，感谢神常率领我们在基督里面夸胜。Amen.
So in the Second Corinthians, you know, it talks about that we have to thank God because He is always leading us to victory.
神不是单单只是来帮助我们做这个事，做那个事。
For God is not just coming to help us do this, do that.
一个真正的帮助临到我们，我们需要尊耶和华神做我们的元帅。Amen.
But the true help comes when we understand God is our general.
我相信当约书亚听到这句话，对他来说真的很不容易。
When Joshua heard this, It's probably not easy for him.
因为约书亚是当时的一百万军队的谁啊？元帅。
Because Joshua is the general of over 1 million people at that time.
整个的军队都是照着他的指示、他的命令、他的布局、他的计划，怎么样去征战。
For all of the people follow his commands and follow his plans on how to battle.
就好像我们要美国的总统，他是三军的海陆军的元帅，要他能够下来给另外一个人不容易，不可能。
Just like the president of the U.S. is also the commander in chief of all of the army, navy, and air force.
这位耶和华军队的元帅不是谁，乃是耶稣基督在旧约的一个显现，他就是神，因为这个地是圣地。
For the commander of the army of the Lord, who is this person? This person is the manifestation of Jesus Christ during the Old Testament.
耶稣基督要成为你生命的元帅。
For Jesus Christ wants to be the general of your life.
你愿意把生命的主权交在他的手中。
Are you willing to hand over the authority to him?
主啊，我过去的连日，我过去的一年，按照自己来做主，自己来做王，搞得乱七八糟。
Dear Lord, maybe in the past year, by myself, you know, what I have done, it is a total mess.
主啊，我愿意下宝座，让你来做我的王，做我的元帅。弟兄姊妹，你们愿意吗？
But Lord, I want to come down my own throne, and you may be the new king and the new general.
他配，他是万王之王，他是万主之主。
For he is worthy, he is king of all kings and lord of all lords.
詹姆斯上礼拜提醒我们，我们的神是无所不知、无所不能、无所不在、无所不至，无还是全爱，不是无所不爱哈。
So just like last week, we talk about our God is omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient.
他配，他是全智全爱的神，哈利路亚。
For he is a perfectly a wise God and God that loves.
他配做你生命的元帅。
For he is worthy to be a general of your life.
你是否愿意像约书亚，真的把你自己生命中的计划、想法完全的放下，放下
？Are you willing to be like Joshua, put down your own plans or your own thoughts?
让神做你的元帅。
But let God take control.
来完全听命于他。
And that obey him completely.
第四
，Number four，
在十五节。
In verse 15,
耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说：“把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。”
So the commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place you are standing is holy."
感谢神，我们的教会英文名字是 Harvest Holy Ground Church. Holy Ground 是圣地的教会。Hallelujah.
For thank God.Because our church is named Harvest Holy Ground. It is a holy ground.
哇，我们真的是要惶恐啊。我们站在这个圣地的教会。这个地是圣的。我们要脱下我们脚上的鞋。
But likewise, we should have great respect and fear because this place is holy.
这个代表我们真的愿意与这个世界的罪恶完全的分别出来，分别为圣。
This means we need to be separated from all the sins of this world.
真的做一个圣徒，才是圣徒之家。
So that to become truly holy and saints.
好不好？跟隔壁的说，做圣徒，做圣徒。
So tell your
neighbor, 我们进到这个丰盛圣徒之家，我们就是要做圣徒，完全的分别为圣。
So in the harvest holy ground, we want to be holy, we want to be saints.
好让我们能够进入神的丰年。
So that we can enter into God's new year.
我们能够分别为圣。
So that we are segregated out.
有圣洁的生命，圣洁的生活。
We have a holy life, a holy, actions.
在哥林多前书第一章提醒我们，神是圣洁的，所以我们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
For in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it reminds us that God is holy, and likewise, in all things we do, we need to be holy.
弟兄姊妹，我们如何能够得这个圣洁的生命跟圣洁的生活？
So brothers and sisters, how can we live a holy life?
在约翰福音17章17节，主耶稣提醒我们，要借着真理使我们成圣。
So in John chapter 17, our Lord Jesus reminds us that it is with truth that is making us righteous.
我们不单单得救，我们更要成圣。
Not only should we be saved, we need to be holy.
我们如何成圣？
How do we become holy?
我们要借着神的真理、神的话，使我们能够被改变，越来越满有基督长成的圣量，越来越像基督。
By the truth of God, by the word of God, may we be transformed to be more like Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么我们教会今年要推动一年读经一次的计划？
That's why
有没有拿到这份表？
Brothers and sisters,
没有拿到的，等一下跟高传长拿。
We're promoting to read the Bible one time this year.
新的一年，我们教会的一个标杆，我们要好好来读主的话。
So that our goal for our church is to pay attention to the Lord's words and to read it carefully.
假如你照这个进度的话，你一年就会把新旧约读完一遍，好不好？
So let us finish the New and Old Testament one time this year.
你就不会说这里翻翻，哪里看看，蜻蜓点水，好像原地踏步，十年都没有读完一本圣经。
So we will not be like, turning to here, turning to there, but basically cycling in the same place.
照这个计划表的话，你一天只要读三章或者四章，最多有时候读到五章，就会把一本圣经一年读完。
By this Bible reading plan, you may only read 3 to 4 or 5 chapters at most, and you can finish the Bible in 1 year.
所以弟兄姊妹，假如你还没有开始，还来得及追得上，因为今天才是4号啊，所以不要等到月底你就哇赶不上了啊！现在好好追赶进度。上礼拜啊已经登出那个进度，但是我们没有拿到这个表，但感谢神啊，高传道把我们这个读经表带来了。哈利路亚！让我们每个人人手一份，我们真的是爱读神的话，昼夜思想神的话，我们就像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子。
So, brothers and sisters, let us start now, because today is only the 4th. We can still catch up. Do not wait until the end of the month, when it's almost impossible then.
我们读主的话，我们的目标乃是要在圣洁上有份。
So, to read the word of the Lord, it is to be sanctified and to be holy.
好让神的话能够炼净我们，脱去旧人，穿上新人。
So that the words of our Lord can cleanse us, and we take off our old clothes and put on new.
要最后一点最重要，我们要照神的方法来征战，得地为业。
So number 5, most important is we must follow God's method to battle and to receive His land.
要照神的方法，信神的方法来做。
Follow God's method and follow it and do it.
因为你发现耶和华小谕约书亚所用的作战方法，在人来看根本好像是无济于事的一个方法。
For what God told Joshua the way to battle, man would see it as basically foolish.
不是叫他们用这个大木头去撞城门。
It's not.To use a big wood to knock down the wall.
也不是用绳子在那边丢上去，然后爬上去。
Or to use a rope and get up on the castle.
只要用这些人的方法，可能他们完全的死掉。
If they use the normal method of man, they will probably be totally defeated.
但神用的方法实在是奇妙。
But God's method is, amazing.
教他们怎么做啊？连天要成一圈
，is to circle the city once a day.
然后到了第七天要成七次
，and that on the seventh day they march around the city 7 times.
假如是我们，假如没有信心的话，我们在那边要一天两天，我们就开始发怨言，浪费时间。这个城那么大，还要要一天，要走多久啊？要了一次还不够，还要要七天。可能我们就发怨言了，不干了。
If it's us, we may be complaining after just 2 days and thinking that.
很多的博士聪明的人就说：“哎呀，你这个根本是浪费时间，根本是无济于事，根本是 foolish。”
So some of the so-called more wise people, they may think this is totally useless. It is foolish.
但我们看到约书亚，他信神的话，他遵着神的话去做。
But Joshua believed in God and he followed and obeyed.
因为他看到个异象， 征战的是谁？是耶和华征战。
Because Joshua is able to see the vision that who is really battling.
他已经看到耶和华军队的元帅有什么拔出来的刀。
Because he saw that the commander of the army of the Lord have a sword that was drawn out.
真正杀仇敌的不是用他们以色列人的刀，是用谁的刀？耶和华的刀。
To true battle is not depending on the Israelites, but depends on the sword of the Lord.
我们刚才想到以色列，他用火箭炮去攻击，用这些炸弹去攻击这个加沙走廊。
So recently, you know, Israelites been bombing Gaza.
其实这是人的方法。
But this is a way of man.
假如我们去了解1967年六日战争的历史，以色列被所有的这些亚拉伯、埃及的国家包围，大军压境，按照军事力量，他们是绝对打不赢这些亚拉伯人的。
But if we examine past history, 1967, the Six Day War, Israelites were surrounded by all the Arab nations. There's no way they can win.
达扬将军的这传记里面描写，他说太奇妙了，这些埃及的坦克兵军兵，好像他们就发呆在那边，我们就去就把他们一个一个就抓起来了，好，他们都不能动，被神的大能所好像所震撼了。
But a Jewish general's recall, what happened is all of the enemies, they couldn't move. It's like God's power have stunned them, and Israelites were able to win.
神用他的大能为以色列征战。
God, through his mighty power, was fighting for Israel.
所以同样弟兄姊妹，可能你想要用很多人的方法这样解决，这样来把问题摆平。
So brothers and sisters, you may think of man's way, your own method of trying to solve a problem.
让我们看到征战的在乎耶和华。
But let us see that true battle belongs to Jehovah.
得胜也在乎耶和华。
And that victory depends on Jehovah.
让我们能够照着神的方法，信神的方法。
Let us follow God's method and believe in what he said.
在马太福音第六章三十三节，耶稣给我们一个非常重要的方法。
So in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33,Christ gave us a great way.
很简单，我们可以一起来背。先求神的果跟神的义，你所需要的一切，神要加给我们。
But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you.
按人的想法跟方法，一定要先去解决了这个问题跟需要。但是神说 ，No， 先求他的果跟他的义。
Follow according to man's thinking, we want to solve a problem first. But God is saying, no, seek after him and his kingdom righteousness.
让我们真的照神的话，先求神的国，求他福音国度的发展。
May we seek after God's kingdom and righteousness and for the gospel to be spread first.
新的一年，让我们立志好好的传福音。
So in this new year, may we have a promise to really spread the good news.
求他福音国度的发展。
And that the kingdom of good news continues to be spread.
更求他的义。
And to seek after his righteousness.
让他的公义圣洁彰显在我的生命生活当中。
And that God's righteousness and holiness be able to exemplify in our lives.
当我们将来先求神的果跟神的义，神应许你所需要的，他要加给你。哈利路亚。
For when we seek after His kingdom and righteousness first, God promised whatever we need, He'll give us.
好不好？让我们一同起立，我们唱下面的一首诗歌《阿比士的祷告》，成为你的祷告。
So let us arise first and let us sing the prayer of Jabez, so that it may be a prayer.
让我们在新的一年，我们不遭患难，不受